We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield.
My goodness gracious, did you see or listen to that play?
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show.
That's it right there, good. Stay up, man, keep the guy off the ground, let's go.
Presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show is also brought to you by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, it's for the fans. And by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Now, this is Hey Coach. Here is your host, the voice of the Tide, Eli Gold.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. We are live tonight, as per usual, although it's a day earlier than normal. Normally, we're here on Thursday nights, but this week, because of Thanksgiving, we're here this evening, Wednesday night, to visit with Coach Nick Saban and George Husak. He'll be opening up the show today. He is the men's tennis coach here at the University of Alabama in his 10th season here at the Capstones. We've got a ton to talk about. Of course, we'll preview the Iron Bowl coming up on Saturday. It is a 2:30 kickoff. We'll have coverage starting at 11:30 in the morning right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Obviously, yesterday, a very sad day for all of us who bleed crimson and white, and for many who don't, but respect the outstanding work of Cecil Hurt, the longtime sports editor of the Tuscaloosa News, passed away yesterday. We will talk about him in greater detail with Coach Nick Saban when he joins us here in just a short while. But, man, you talk about a wordsmith. You talk about a man who made every single word count. And a guy who was very much a print man, but transitioned so well to cyberspace when that was the way to go. We'll talk all about Cecil, but I'll tell you, the responses that have been flying in from athletes, from co-workers, from politicians, from you name it, is really very, very heartwarming. But Cecil will be missed, and Coach Saban and I will talk about him when the coach joins us here at the top of the hour. Folks, if you'd like to keep up with whatever's going on at the university, and you know there's a women's basketball game tonight, the men's basketball team is in Orlando, Florida. Obviously, football is underway. So much is going on. You can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app. It's presented by Bancorp South, and it's available at the App Store and on Google Play. And the best part is you can download the Roll Tide mobile app now absolutely free. There's no charges involved. So why not check it out if you want to keep up with everything that's going on? You don't want to miss any bit of news. The best way to do it is with the Bancorp South app. It is the mobile app presented by Bancorp South, the Roll Tide mobile app now available absolutely free. We invite you now to stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk about men's tennis. We'll be joined by George Husak right after this commercial break as we are live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa, the official watch party location of the Alabama Crimson Tide. We're back with more in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
At Royal Furniture, we're proud to support the University of Alabama and head coach Nick Saban. On the field, no one rivals the Crimson Tide. And when it comes to furniture, no one can compete with Royal, where everything is on sale and available for immediate pickup or delivery. Don't wait half a football season to get your furniture at the other guys. Get it today at Royal Furniture. Plus, enjoy 0% interest, 0% financing with no money down. Visit our locations in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa or royalfurniture.com today. Roll Tide.
Producing championship quality lumber is not an easy process, but at Everwood Treatment Company, it's our only process. Wood treated right. Everwood is championship quality lumber for decks, outdoor structures, commercial jobs, and more that you can build your reputation on. No rot, no decay, no termites, no problems. Just wood treated right. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, doctors of optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
With great deals on the entire lineup at Toyotathon, you might feel so jolly you enjoy every gift you receive this holiday season.
It's another red sweater!
Lease a new 2021 Toyota RAV4 LE for $249 a month for 36 months. Toyota, let's go places. Offer valid through November 30th, 2021. Well-qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. $3548 due at signing. No security deposit with select equipment. $350 disposition fee. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, on the Nick Saban Show, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. This segment of Hey, Coach is presented by Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood is wood treated right. Glad you're with us, and glad this gentleman, we were just laughing up here. I said, how are things going? He goes, well, I've been here for 10 years now. I guess I got a job. You do have a job, George Husak. You've got yourself a darn good men's tennis team. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thanks a lot for being here. It's great to be here on the during the Iron Bowl week.
It's a very special atmosphere, isn't it, Iron Bowl week, regardless of where the games. And I'm sure, tell me something, when your team gets out there on the court against the Auburn tennis team, Is there a different feel for that, or are we just talking something that's germane to football and basketball?
No, I think it runs across all sports, and our guys, whether they're from the state, the country, or outside the borders, they quickly learn that the blue and orange is a opponent number one, and especially last year when we kind of faltered at the end and gave up a nice lead, and then one of our opponents left the building playing Sweet Home Alabama as loud as he could on a speaker. It kind of left a little, a nice little scar. So, no, we all know what's going on, and this is a big week this week as well as when we play them.
Definitely. Let's talk for a moment, George, about Cecil Hurt of the Tuscaloosa News, and we'll talk in greater detail when Coach Saban gets here at the top of the hour. But although he may not have covered a lot of tennis, and I don't know how much you guys rub elbows, but if you're like everybody else, you went right to his column every time it was in the paper or online.
100%. And when I got here, I instantly found out how quickly the press developed relationships with coaches. And while I didn't have a longstanding relationship with Cecil, I read his column, and I always felt like he was the guy that wrote stuff that you really wanted to hear, and he had the courage to write it where lots of others did not. So I always enjoyed what he had to say, and clearly by his reputation, the relationship he established within the athletic department, the support, he'll be really missed here. And,
definitely.
You know, it's a big loss for the community.
He was very, very special. And again, we'll talk more about Cecil when Coach Saban joins us here in about 20 minutes from now. You talked about Alabama and within these borders and outside the borders. You had eight players from eight different countries on the roster. How difficult? I mean, Coach Saban tries to recruit a guy from Mississippi, and it's a headache sometimes. How tough for you to recruit from around the world?
Well, it was tough, especially last year when we had restrictions. You could not leave campus to do any recruiting, so we spent a lot of our time on Zoom, FaceTime, getting to know these players. And we got to know players within the country. We got to know plenty of players outside of the country. But really, I really say last year was the best recruiting year from a sense that we got to know the individual the most, because there was no rolling out the red carpet. I mean, you showed them what you had, but then you really had to spend a lot of time speaking to them and their family, their coaches. And how hard it was hard, but I think when you got to know the individual, you knew exactly who you wanted, and you knew exactly who wanted to be around you. So we're very fortunate to have the players that we have. We got six new guys and really a seventh new guy out of the eight, and just so happens they're from all over the world.
And I think it's very important to point out that last year was the third trip in a row to the NCAA championships. You made them in 18 and 19. There was no tournament in 20 because of COVID. And then you qualified again last year. Is that what the master plan was? Are you on schedule from when you showed up a decade ago and says, here's what I want to put together?
Well, Mr. Byrne asked me that actually in June of last year. And
did
I
he?
Said, yeah. And I said, well, if he would ask me after the first 5 years, I said, we're going the wrong direction. I really started over after the 2016 season.
Right.
And rebuilt. And since that time, I think we are exactly where we're headed. And now we had a group of players that finished with us last May. Took us to those three straight NCAA championships, and it would have been four had we not had COVID. Now this is another group that's come in with just a higher starting point.
Sure.
So it's another level up. So there's the expectations are still the same, but we got to do better, because if we're not doing better after year 10, then again, I shouldn't be up here with you. But yeah, no, I'm excited for what we have ahead of us.
We're visiting with George Husak. He is the men's tennis team here at the men's tennis coach here at the University of Alabama. I thought it was very interesting, and I'm not going to presume that I am an expert by any stretch on tennis. But when you get guys invited to the Junior U.S. Open in New York, the Junior French Open at Roland Garros, that tells me that things are going in the right direction.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, you know, it is. We got very lucky, but it's when you have someone who's top 30 in the world, they're a player.
Yeah.
And so that exposure definitely helped. And unfortunately, there were some, testing and visa issues that prevented him from going to Wimbledon. But he's a fine player. And the guys around him, are pushing him, and it's a tougher deal for him than what he first expected, but he's here to stay along with a few other guys.
How difficult is it for you as a coach to prepare players to line up against Mississippi State while at the same time help them prepare for their international career?
Yeah, you know, I think that what you have to do is, it's a challenge, but we go, I mean, it's a 10-month, 12-month out of the year deal.
Sure.
I mean,
never stops.
It doesn't stop. And we started with these new guys in July. They all arrived here at the end of June, and we start teaching them the system. And in the fall, it's all about getting better. No different than football, having a day and things culminating on a day and being able to see, hey, what direction are we headed in? And that's what the whole fall is about. And we run into our regional championships, and that's kind of our a day. And then from this point forward, it's all right, let's move forward. It's the team and the challenges you're going to face on the road, and certainly within our conference, is going to make you a better player, period. And they're finding that out, because, you know, they can get pushed around in the fall, and that's the whole point, is to get beat up by a lot of different people, different places, and they quickly realize that, hey, this is no joke.
We're coming right back. We've got more to talk about with George Husak. He is the men's tennis coach here at the University of Alabama. Hey, folks, don't forget, and I'm sure you won't with the holiday season just around the corner, Sports Collectibles offers authentic Bama memorabilia and collectibles, including autographed items and framed jerseys. All signed items carry a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. So remember, come holiday time, shop sportscollectibles.com. Hey, Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. We're coming right back with more here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show coming your way this evening from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. Hey, from tacky sweater parties to holiday office celebrations, why not order a Baumhauer's party-ready tray? And don't miss getting great stocking stuffers like Baumhauer's signature sauces or a bonus $5 gift card with any $25 purchase and gift cards that you make during this holiday season. All sorts of ways for you to enjoy Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and locations all around the state of Alabama. George Husak is with us, a men's tennis coach for the University of Alabama. Tell me about the five national championships that you sent players to here this season. Is that a normal number? Is that a low number for those of us who don't know in particular?
Yeah, I think it's a good number. There's a number that you always want to beat, but we had several representatives, and again, it's the testament to their ability and their ability to practice well and execute on game day. So I think it's a good number that can be beaten, and yeah, I just proud to be able to represent the university at that level.
In the Southeastern Conference, exclusive of ourselves, who else is the power?
This year we have Florida, who's the reigning, the defending champion.
Right.
They're very strong. Tennessee, who was number three in the country. The Gamecocks are going to be somewhere in the top five, as well as
really?
Georgia. So we could have, out of the top 10 teams, there could be six or seven that are from our conference this year.
And you opened the season hosting the four in the fall. How did that go?
That was really well done. I mean, for a first event for six out of our eight, really seven of our eight guys, their first fall, it went very well. We performed very well. We've got a team that has a lot of skills, so we moved guys around and put them in different levels. We had some guys that maybe played lower in the lineup, play against high guys, and they did very well. And overall, it was a very productive fall, a lot of match play and getting us ready for the spring.
Hey, George, I saw the family is here with you. How are you handling the Rugrats?
Well, the Rugrats, the minions that were little minions many moons ago at 2, 2, and 3.5 are now 11, 11, and 13. So they know Alabama best, and we got to enjoy a great game this past weekend as a family, which is a tradition, and they're not running around everywhere from seat to seat, so they're interested in it, they love it, and my wife, who is the real head coach in this family, does a great job of really telling me what to do, but together we love it here, and they've been fantastic to see grow here.
Well, we love having you here in 10 years and getting better and better each time out. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes here on this Thanksgiving Eve with us, and hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow and continued success, George.
Thanks so much, Eli. It's always a pleasure to be here and very grateful. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. George Husak, the coach of the men's tennis team here at the University of Alabama. This segment of Hey Coach, presented by My Eye Doctor. My Eye Doctor, with 20 locations to make your next eye appointment convenient. Don't miss a single play this season. Eye care and eye wear really are better together at My Eye Doctor. Visit myeyedr.com to learn more. More of Hey Coach, and then Coach Saban at the top of the hour here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Picture yourself here. This mental getaway brought to you by VisitPensacola.com.
Hi, my name is Ted, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A peppermint chip shake is when the peppermint shake is available, that's to me sort of announces that the holiday season is here. I guess most people count down the days until Christmas, but me, I count down the days until the shake comes out.
Hi, I'm Michaela, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A peppermint chip milkshake is that first sip when you taste the peppermint chip pieces, it's like catching snowflakes on your tongue.
Share a peppermint chip milkshake from Chick-fil-A this holiday. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hi, we're RJ Young. We offer technology solutions that power your business, school, hospital, church, law firm, and more. RJ Young will empower your office to be the modern office. That means an office that integrates technology as a business advantage, all to help you work smarter. From managed IT services, office equipment, and technology, business process outsourcing, and digital communications, we're proud to be your one stop for technology solutions that power your business. Come visit us at rjyoung.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, Do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Imagining a new home? Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy by providing the mortgage solutions you need to build your home sweet home. Visit us online at cbsbank.com or at a CBNS Bank office near you. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Picture yourself here. White sugar sand beach, clear blue-green water. This is Pensacola. It's the way to beach. Experience what's waiting at visitpensacola.com.
Hey folks, Dos Equis wants to help you elevate your tailgate experience. Head to DosEquisSweeps.com and test your Bama knowledge for your chance to win an autographed Nick Saban photo and a whole lot more. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2021 Dos Equis Beer Brand. We're back here at Baumhauer's in time for us to congratulate the APS Performer of the Week. Bama quarterback Bryce Young set the Alabama single-game passing record against Arkansas on Saturday. 559 yards through the air and a career-high touchdowns and five. That ties his career best. He was also named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week. So congratulations to Bryce Young, and he is your APS Performer of the Week for all of your residential and commercial foundation, waterproofing, pest control, termite and lawn services. Go to alabamaprofessional.com. Back in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The SEC taught us that anything is possible. That just when you think you've seen it all, you won't believe what happens next. That comebacks are not the makings of miracles, but are born out of preparation, perspiration, and perseverance. As the official bank of the SEC, at Regions, we take these lessons to heart and strive to bring our best every single day. What has the SEC taught you? Join the conversation with hashtag SEC Lessons. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Alabama Professional Services is urgently hiring foundation and construction crews. Join our team. Learn a lifelong trade in foundation, waterproofing, crawl space, and concrete repair with one of the best companies in Alabama. With over 40 years of service, APS is an equal opportunity employer. It offers training, competitive pay, commission, and bonuses, plus health care, paid vacation, and 401k opportunities. We will train. Start immediately. Apply today. Call Laura at 205-956-7456 or email Laura at alabamacleanspace.com.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Hey, Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Welcome back, everybody. Coach Nick Saban joining us here in just a couple of moments. Tonight's media guest presented by CBNS Bank. Bank anywhere at any time with CBNS Bank's digital solutions. Managing your finances has never been so easy. Gary Harris, who's been around for a lot of years. He's covered the Crimson Tide for some 24, 25 years. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Eli. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. It's been like 3 years since we had you. Where have you been?
When I got the text Sunday from Josh, he said, can you do it? I was like, he got it back probably before it came through all the way. I said, yeah, of course I can.
We're coming right back. We've got lots to talk about. Gary is here. Coach Saban will be joining us. So don't you go away. We'd love to hear from you as well at 877-202-BAMA on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Stay cool with York Ice Company, the official ice supplier of the Crimson Tide. Whether you need ice in bulk on a construction site, in your restaurant or convenience store, or just at home for your next family event or tailgate, be sure to trust the same exceptional service the Tide does with a locally owned company. York Ice has been keeping Alabama cool since 1990 and can help with your needs across the state, all from their convenient location in downtown Tuscaloosa. York Ice Company is a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Visit them at yorkicecompany.com for more information.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Ask Bates, Roberts, Folks, and Jackson in Birmingham if auto owners make sense for you.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Despite the success of the season to date, there is always one week that stands unto itself when football is the subject in the state of Alabama. And that week is upon us. The 86th renewal of the Iron Bowl takes place this Saturday. And the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Auburn Tigers will take center stage on tonight's November 24th edition of the Nick Saban Show.
Here we go!
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Alabama coach Nick Saban here.
This is the Nick Saban Show.
Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Now live, here is your host, Eli Goals.
Welcome back, everybody, to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. The Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. A pleasure to have joining us on the show as our special media guest, a gentleman who's been the sports director of Channel 23 here in Tuscaloosa for a lot of years.
Yeah.
I don't want to say a lot of years, but how well did you know Marconi? Was he a nice guy?
He was a pretty good fella. He allowed you and I to have a career, didn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly. Gary Harris is with us. Great to see you, sir.
Good to be here. Really is. Pleasure. I always jump at the opportunity when I get to do it. And as I said, Josh texted me on Sunday. And
sure.
I got the text back. And like a snap
and you responded.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about Cecil Hurt here in a moment or so. Obviously, that's where we have to open the show. But I do want to wait for Coach Saban to get here to join the conversation. I am curious, though, your career, you have done tons of studio work. You've done a lot of play-by-play. For me, studio work just doesn't cut it. That's not my thing. I like to be at the events. How about for you?
Well, I started out as an in-studio sportscaster. That's right. Where I cut my teeth, and sports reporter in the local TV business. And I think I shared this with you at one of the football games. there was a time in the late 90s into the early 2000s where I was doing a lot of play-by-play and doing some regional stuff for, you know, CSS and Raycom and some of those folks, Cox and some of those folks, and local stuff here as well.
Sure, sure.
And I thought about pursuing it, but the station was owned by the university, and love working for the University of Alabama and, you know, having a steady paycheck with benefits. And most of the opportunities that I looked into as far as play-by-play at that time were going to require me to be available but not guarantee me, you know, any benefits or any steady employment.
Sure.
So as much as I love doing play-by-play and hate that I don't get to do it much anymore, I just thought, well, I've got a good job working for the University of Alabama. I just can't take a chance on going full-time into the play-by-play business unless somebody offers me a full-time play-by-play gig.
Yeah,
and that didn't happen.
I understand. No, it's interesting how everybody's career has taken them in different directions. If you're just joining us, this segment of the Nick Saban Show is presented by Royal Furniture. Family-owned and operated for 75 years, Royal Furniture has locations here in Tuscaloosa, plus Birmingham, Memphis, and Jackson, Tennessee, for your shopping convenience. And I see right now making his way towards the door from outside Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Coach Nick Saban. He'll be joining us here in just a second or so. And great crowd. I didn't know what kind of crowd we'd have tonight, what being the night before Thanksgiving, but nice turnout as always.
Yeah, they heard I was going to be here, didn't they, Eli?
That's it. That's the bottom line. What do you think about this Iron Bowl? You've done your homework, as we all have. What are you zeroing in on for Saturday?
Well, just the fact that, you know, when Alabama goes to Jordan-Hare, it's difficult.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And even though they're 21-point favorite on the books, we know that that doesn't have much to do when these two teams get on the field. And,
no.
And I heard Coach Saban say it earlier this week, Auburn's a good football team.
They are.
And they've had a lot of close games. They've won some of them. They've lost some of them. But they're capable, when they play their best, of playing with anybody in the league. And you think about the fact that they won against a couple of opponents that beat Alabama, and that really, you know, gives you pause for concern. But I think Alabama's a better football team, Eli.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And if they play well, I think they'll win the game. But if you don't play your best and you get down there and Auburn plays well, they're capable of winning the game.
And sometimes if you're the underdog and you have an opportunity to step up, quarterback, place kicker. I mean, that's what they've got going for them with all the injuries down on the plains. You just never know. We've seen guys have a career day on occasion.
Yeah, we have, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. And here comes Coach Nick Saban now, getting to the stage here, and he'll settle in and make himself comfortable. Busy day, of course, with practice, press conferences, and the like. Hello, Coach. Good to see you, sir.
Good to be here. Glad to be here.
I bet.
That's one of the things I like for the players to say when we get ready to practice. I'm glad to be here.
Exactly. Exactly.
They don't always say it, though, do they?
No, they don't.
It's a right to be here, and you have to earn it. Listen, before we go any farther, we were just kind of waiting for you to get here before we talked any extensively about Cecil Hurt. Anybody who bleeds crimson and white, and even many who don't, we suffered quite a loss yesterday, didn't we?
Well, you know, Cecil was, to me, one of the, you know, best of his time in terms of being a journalist.
Yeah.
He truly was a journalist. You know, he just wasn't a reporter. He didn't try to create news. He's a very bright guy who had great perspective on things, and, you know, he was also a good friend.
Yes, he was.
And, you know, one of the things that most people don't know is he was one of the few people in the media that I really trusted. I actually told him things that I would never tell anybody else. Mm. We would have meetings about things, and I would share things with him, concerns that I had, things that then he would go out and sort of promote, you know, the idea in a way that was beneficial, whether it was to the program or to the players, to the community, whatever it might be. And, you know, I tell you what, he was special, and I don't think there was anybody that loved what he did in terms of representing the university, you know, reporting and representing the University of Alabama athletic program the way he has for so many years. And We're certainly all going to miss them, that's for sure.
You know, the common denominator, and I've been here since the days of Coach Curry, the common denominator is that Cecil had that trust with all of the head coaches. He had their ear. What made him so easy to talk to?
I just think it was his demeanor. You know, the guy was really intelligent.
Right, very.
And he never, ever sort of made you feel like he was putting you on the spot by trying to get some information that you weren't willing to share. So it was really easy to have, you know, sort of very frank, open conversations with him in a way that when you don't trust somebody because you don't know how they're going to spin it, or what it's going to make you look like when you actually tell them the truth.
Sure.
And maybe it's not quite what they want to hear, and then they use it to their advantage to create something. He never did that. He was always so professional in the way that, you know, he managed his business. And I'm really going to miss reading his column because that's the one thing that I always read in a Tuscaloosa paper. I don't read about our team when people write about our team, but I always read what he wrote.
You didn't know the full story until you read Cecil.
That's right. He was had a unique insight on how to present things in a very simple fashion where people could really understand and get something from it.
And Gary Harris, you worked here in the community with Cecil.
Sure did. And even as a sportscaster, Cecil had an impact on me. I know a lot of times you'd hear something or you'd get a call and somebody would say, this is going on, and you'd always ask somebody in the sports department, Cecil reported it yet?
Yeah.
You know, he was kind of the go-to guy, even in the business. Influence and impact. I mean, I think if you're a media person, those are things that you want to have. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that anybody in the state of Alabama that covers sports had more influence and impact than Cecil. And not just locally, as Coach knows, and you know, Eli, even as a local sports writer. I mean, he started his career in Tuscaloosa. He never left. But people nationally, I would say, regardless of the city, regardless of the market size, Cecil had as much impact covering Alabama on the national scene as anybody, even more so than some of the national writers and sportscasters that come in here. I just think Cecil was the guy. Everyone knew who he was. Everyone respected him. And in the press box, you know, Cecil, as Coach said, he was kind of unique. And my relationship with Cecil, if Cecil wanted to talk to you, he'd come up to you and talk to you.
Yes.
And so a lot of times I would see Cecil, but I just wouldn't say anything. If he wanted to have a conversation with me, he would initiate it, and I respected that. And when he did want to talk, you know, you were all ears because he could share some things with you, not just in terms of Alabama sports, but music, concerts that he'd been to, you know, current events in the world, pop culture. I mean, Cecil was a Renaissance man to some degree, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This is interesting, and I think maybe something that all of us can learn a little bit about, because sometimes we talk about legacy. You know, what's your legacy going to be? You know, we always want to be a good ancestor. You know, we want to plant trees that we never see grow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something like this happens to somebody that's close to all of us, regardless of how well we knew them, makes you realize, you know, how fragile, you know, life really is and how we're all just a caretaker of our own legacy by, you know, the choices and decisions that we make. And, you know, I always tell the team this, you know, you honor those who came before you and also those who come after.
Right.
And it's all of our responsibility to leave the jersey better. Because of how we represented, how we played, how we did things, how we went about what we did. And I think that, you know, like Cecil really leaves a legacy for his profession that everybody thinks he made it better. He made it better. He left the jersey better because of the things he did for so many years in terms of how he represented himself as a journalist, but also what he did for the University of Alabama and how he represented on a national scale.
Exactly right. Well, fellas, I thank both of you for opening up and sharing your thoughts about Cecil Hurd. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, we all have to be thankful for having had the chance to know and work with a true legend, Cecil Hurd. He
Absolutely.
Is going to be missed very, very much. When we come back, we'll shift gears to the game at hand. We'll talk Iron Bowl with Coach Nick Saban. That follows these messages here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, make sure... Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me.
We're on the air.
I need to try it first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, this is Coach Nick Saban. They say the new Coke Zero Sugar is even more delicious. Does that make it the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself and Roll Tide.
The Walk of Champions, a tradition steeped in success and passion for Alabama football. At Ford, we have a proud tradition, too. For 44 years straight, Ford F-Series has been the best-selling truck in America. F-150 and the Crimson Tide, a winning tradition. Visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Based on 1977 through 2020 CY total sales.
Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a
T.
You can bank right on your phone or
tablet
with the My Trustmark app. Our mortgage lenders will help you buy your dream
two-story tutor.
And Trustmark Tailored Wealth offers
tried and true
advice that makes
transforming
your future a piece of
toast.
Nice. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Billingsley in motion, returns to the left of the formation. Here now, Bryce looks, throws the out route into the end zone. Mechie, he's got a touchdown, Alabama. He got the position on Monteric Brown, and 20 yards later, he receives a beautifully thrown pass, the 34th touchdown pass of the year. And for John Mechie, another touchdown reception. He's got 77 catches for 895 yards now. Coach is able to utilize him, utilize Jamison Williams, utilize Slade Bolden, and a number of the younger players as well. And that's a nice part of the artillery there, Coach, when you can throw to guys like that.
Yeah, well, those guys have all done a really nice job for us, but... You know, Bryce has had an outstanding year.
Unreal.
I'm making good choices and decisions to, you know, get the ball to these guys. But they've made a lot of explosive plays with great vertical catches as well as very good run after catch to make explosive plays. So, you know, when you throw it for 500-some yards like we did last week, that's a lot of good players doing a lot of good things. And those three certainly contributed to it in a first-class fashion.
Gary, why don't you jump on in and let's get the football talk going.
Thank you, Eli. Coach Saban, I'm going to ask you about the other quarterback. Of course, Bo Nix had started every game of his career, and he hurts an ankle, gets Mississippi State. T.J. Finley steps in. Bo Nix was so athletic, he extended plays because of his athleticism. This guy is as big as some defensive lineman. I've watched him already. Guys get their hands on him, but they don't get him down. And he extends a play just by being able to stay up on his feet, and then he finds a wide-open receiver. The challenge of facing a quarterback that big and strong.
Well, I think we had the same similar situation last week, which people can really kind of appreciate and understand if they saw the game last week. You know, the guy was so difficult, so big, and so strong. And I think, you know, Finley is very, very similar, you know, in style to that guy. Same kind of strong arm, same kind of accuracy down the field. And is very difficult to sack and get on the ground because he's such a big, strong, you know, guy. So different than Bo. I mean, Bo was a great player, is a great player, and has had a great career, and probably will continue to have a great career, whatever he decides to do in the future. But his quickness and athleticism and ability to make people miss in the pocket and extend plays was something that was very difficult to defend. But this is just as difficult to defend, but it's a completely different style.
Yep.
Let's stay with the quarterbacks, Coach, and take a question from the Nick Saban radio show blog on AL.com. This question comes from Tucker in Lake Wales, Florida. He says, Coach, do you see any differences in T.J. Finley from when Bama faced him at LSU? Has his game changed at all? Good luck on Saturday and Roll Tide.
Well, I think, you know, T.J. has more experience now. You know, he's played a significant number of snaps this year. His experience at LSU certainly helped him in terms of his development as a player and the experience that he got there. So I do think he has made some pretty significant improvements, not really in style of play, but probably in confidence, ability to execute with consistency. And, you know, it looks to me like their team plays well around him. And, you know, I think they can be a very dangerous team.
No doubt about it. Coach on the phone, our first phone caller of the night, Pee-wee, joining us from Grand Bay, Alabama. Our first call brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. Pee-wee, good evening, sir, and happy day before Thanksgiving to you.
The same to you, Eli. Coach, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing well myself. Coach, there was a point in the game last week where we inserted a sixth offensive lineman and played that way for a while. While not doing that is not, you know, you do that for different certain situations, overload to one side or another. But how often do you practice with six offensive linemen to play for an extended amount of plays? Is that something that you would normally do, or is that just something that you kind of did on the fly?
Well, we've been doing it all year long because number 85 is really an offensive lineman. You know, Kendall Randolph is really an offensive lineman. Every game before when I meet with the officials, I have to say number 60 is going to be number 85. And if we need him as an offensive lineman, we're going to change his jersey back to number 60. And I realize I have to report to you, but I just want to alert you to that. So, you know, he's a unique player in the fact that he can play multiple positions. He does have a lot of experience. It helps us a lot because we don't have that many guys at tight end that are kind of dominant blockers, I'm going to call
sure.
it. And sometimes when you're running the ball and you can block in the C area and get moving in the C area, that really helps you. You know, and I don't mean to be too technical here, but, you know, the A area is the guard center gap, the B is the guard tackle gap, and the C is the tackle tight end gap, just so everybody understands. So, and he's certainly done a marvelous job for us, you know, doing that this year, and he did it last year some as well.
6'4", 298, he can get the job done.
Yeah, and he does a really good job. He's athletic enough to be able to make the reach blocks, and sometimes you're blocking smaller guys, but the way people play 40 defense now, sometimes that guy's a defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you don't have a dominant blocking tight end, and that's a real key to a lot of plays, is to be able to win in that area, having a guy like that is a real asset for us.
It is.
Coach Saban, I want to talk to you about or ask you about the environment. You got a lot of players on your football team that weren't on it in 2019. The last time you went to Jordan-Hare Stadium, they're either first or second year players. And of course,
right.
Last year didn't even really play in front of crowds. And you've been in some hostile environments this year, but the nature of an in-state rivalry, the ability that crowd has to impact and affect the football game, do the players that have been down there, that have played down there in the past, do they help in getting the players that have never experienced that ready? Or is it just the coaches, or can players help them prepare for what they're going to see?
I think players can help them. I don't think we do. I think you make a good point. We don't have a tremendous amount of players on our team that played, you know, there before. But I think that's one of the key things for players to understand in a game like this is you really have to be able to stay focused on the task in front of you. Whether you're playing on the road, whether it's a big rivalry game, whether their crowd's going to, you know, disrupt the game every way that they can, which we've been in some situations this year already where that's, you know, been the goal, and it will certainly be that way on Saturday. you still have to be able to stay focused on what's in front of you. You still have to be able to stay focused on the task at hand and be able to focus on the details and not let those, you know, external factors really affect the game, all right? Which is a huge challenge. I mean, it's a huge challenge, but that's really what you have to do to be able to play well on the road. You've got to be able to stay focused on what's in front of you and be able to do a really good job of paying attention to detail. And one of the best ways to do that is to do it before it ever happens, you know, which is your preparation, so that you go in with great confidence, you communicating well, you know, with your teammates. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody go out there and do their job, and then that's where you have good execution. You know, most of the bad plays that we have, it's because somebody makes a mental error or somebody doesn't play the right technique and it puts themselves in harm's way. So to be able to stay focused on doing those things, regardless of what the circumstance is really, really important. And this will be a tough environment for us to play in. The field's going to be 53 yards wide and 100 yards deep like it always is, and you got to be able to stay focused on what you have to do your job, and I can't emphasize that enough.
Coach, let me ask you another question from your blog, the Nick Saban Show blog on AL.com. Wesley in Duluth, Georgia says, Coach, I was watching the highlights of our last game at Auburn. Our players seem to slip a lot on the field. I was wondering how much different equipment they bring for along, a second set of cleats, for instance, in a situation like this. Thanks and roll tide.
Well, I you know, we're only allowed to wear a certain length cleat.
Yeah, 5/8 of an inch.
Yeah, so, and our players have several pairs of shoes that they can choose what to play in, and we always, you know, look, I learned this from Belichick. When a player slipped on the field, all he would say to him is, you need to get some shoes that work. All right, so I kind of do the same thing. And we like to evaluate that in pregame warm-up.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're out there in pregame. And I think one of the issues at this time of year here, because we used to, when I first came here, we had the same issue on our practice fields. You know, when you have zoysia grass of whatever kind it is, and it quits growing when it starts to get cold, and it goes dormant and it goes brown,
right?
Your fields get tore up and the grass is not growing, so the fields aren't very good. So the way to get grass to grow on the field is you put rye grass on there, which will grow in any circumstance, you know, year round.
Sure.
But that's a thick-bladed grass, and when it gets any kind of dampness or moisture on it, it is slick as all get out because it's so thick, your cleats really don't go in the ground.
Gotcha.
You know, it stays on top of the surface. All right, so, and it depends on how people manage their field, and I don't really know how they do it at Auburn, but I do know that our players had a tough time down there the last time we played. I don't know if it was, you know, the grass, or I can't even remember if it was a situation where it had rained, you know, before the game or whatever. But I don't think that cost us the game. I think, you know, throwing pick sixes, mismanaging the clock at the end of the game and getting a penalty that gave them a first down. You know, we did a lot of things that contributed to not being successful there that, was affected the outcome of the game. And really, you think of every game that we've played down there, it's been the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, even the pick six game, everybody talks about the pick six, but nobody talks about the five times we had the ball inside the 25-yard line in the fourth quarter with a seven-point lead and never scored a point. Never scored a point. Ran the ball to the three-yard line. Guy hits a guy in the head in the end zone, gets a 15-yard penalty. We got a field goal block. We missed another field goal. We would have had first and three at the three. We got a penalty, so we get backed up and get no points out of it. Those are the kind of things that I don't care where you're playing or what you're doing. You make those kind of mistakes in a game, the other team's going to take advantage of it, especially when you do it on the road, especially when the momentum of the game can swing, when you don't execute and you give people opportunities. You know, no different than our game last week. You know, we did a lot of good things in the game last week. We played physical. We played tough. We played hard for 60 minutes. We made a lot of explosive plays, but we never ever put the other team away. You know, we kept shooting ourselves in the foot. Whether, you know, we had the ball on the 10-yard line, ready to score. We get a holding penalty that calls back a touchdown. Bryce scrambled for a touchdown. We get a holding penalty. And the holding penalty was 25 yards away from the play. So it was not a very disciplined thing to do. So then we take a sack.
Yeah.
After that, and now we're at the edge of field goal range, missed the field goal, fumble the ball on the two-yard line going in after a great, great, great drive, stop them, and got our eyes in the backfield instead of watching our man on the field goal. Everybody says he ran into the officials. Yeah, he ran into the official, but if it had been looking at his guy, he might not have run into the official. All right, so they end up scoring a touchdown instead of maybe making a field goal or missing a field goal. So, you know, all these things are things that could have put the game away. And we allowed the other team to continue to stay in the game. And even the last touchdown they scored, busted coverage. You know, the linebacker wasn't even supposed to be covering that guy. All right, so these things are things that we have to get fixed, and we have to learn how to finish and put people away, because if you let people hang around, sooner or later, something, the ball bounces in the wrong direction, and all of a sudden that's how you lose.
When you're watching the film with the team on Monday or Tuesday, do the guys who make those errors realize that they had done so? And I'm not talking about when you pointed out to them, but did they realize, I see now what I did wrong?
Yeah, I think the players mostly know what they did wrong right after they do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think most of the time when you correct a guy on the sidelines,
he gets the message.
But they know, and it's a learning experience. It's not like we're yelling at him for making a mistake. We're just saying, hey, man, we were in cover six. You got the B gap. You didn't have the slider boot. You went out of the B gap, and the guy gained 12 yards. Well, I didn't know that we were going to cover six. Well, you're supposed to know. I mean, that's why you practice, and that's why we have preparation. That's also why we have communication. So, but I will say this in defense of our players. 50% of the plays and formations that we saw in the Arkansas game were not things that we practiced, and they were not things that they had done in the past. So, and people say, well, how do you prepare for those types of things? Well, I mean, there's 1,000 ghosts that you can defend. Sure. You can't defend them all. You got to try to get the team ready to play for what you think the team has done in the past and what they're going to do against you. And sometimes they do new things, and it takes, you know, time for players to be able to adapt. And what people don't understand is when somebody does something different and it confuses players, even when you go back to the things that you did practice, they don't respond well enough and adapt well enough to those types of things. But I think that's really the importance of having experience on your team and good leadership, because they don't start reeling. You know, you don't get guys that get affected by things that happen in the game. Just play the next play. I mean, that's what we always tell them. You got to play the next play. You know, we're going to play a 60-minute game. You're trying to dominate your box. You're not going to dominate the guy on the first play or the 20th play. It might be the 50th play, but you got to keep playing every play to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be perfect, and you're not going to play perfect. You're going to make mistakes, but you got to be able to overcome them. And how you overcome and learn from the mistakes that you make and how adaptable you are in the game affects your consistency and performance, and that's something that we need to improve on some parts of our team.
We're going to come right back. We've got a lot more to hear from Coach Nick Saban. We're joined by Gary Harris, sports director of Channel 23 here in Tuscaloosa. So don't you go away, as we're live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Jack's is cooking up three new ways to satisfy your hunger. The Jack's Chicken Sandwich Trio. Choose the original Southern Fried Chicken Sandwich, the return of a classic fan favorite, the Spicy Chicken Sandwich, or our new Cheesy Bacon Chicken Sandwich. That sounds as good as it tastes. Loaded with crispy bacon, warm cheesy sauce, and a slice of pepper jack, all with fries. The Jack's Chicken Sandwich Trio. Get yours today. Jack's, all about the South.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit autoowners.com to find a local agent today.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and champion chips. So when it's time to huddle up, grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. Pick up your favorite Golden Flake chips or any other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
So it's an empty backfield behind Bryce. He'll clap his hands, backpedals, has time here. Steps up, looks long. Jameson's got the man beat. He makes the grab at the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Alabama, 79 yards. You can see that one coming as far out as about the 35-yard line. Jameson had both defenders beat, and Bryce laid a dime into his hand.
It was a beautiful pass-catch combination. Jameson Williams, who has been named a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award, an honor that goes to the very best wide receiver in America. And coach, of course, this week, Will Anderson was named a final for the Bednarik Award along with Jameson Williams. So the honors keep coming in.
Yeah, well, it's great to see
a lot of our players get recognized on a national level for, you know, the job that they do, the consistency and performance that they have. And, you know, both those guys have certainly done an outstanding job all year long, I think, in terms of how they played with consistency. Jameson has been a great addition to our team. He's a great competitor. I think his energy and enthusiasm and the way he plays with a lot of emotion really has impacted some of the other players on the offense as well.
Really has. Let's go to the phones, fellas. Joe is joining us from Hartselle, Alabama. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Nick Saban Show.
Yes, sir. Eli, how y'all doing?
Doing good, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great, Coach. Hey, got a quick question about the defensive backfield. Is it technique, or where's our problem?
What is the problem with the defensive backfield, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, we didn't play very well in the game. We didn't play the long ball very well. You know, there's three things that are important in the secondary, and one of them is playing the ball in the deep part of the field. And, you know, we had, you know, two big plays that we gave up because the guy didn't play the ball in the deep part of the field. It's something that we work on all the time. And, you know, it's something that we need to continue to work on and continue to improve. And, you know, we made, you know, a couple of mistakes. We didn't get off the field on third down, which is very, very important. Between third and fourth down, they were 10 of 19. So when you extend drives on good teams, you know, you got to get off the field on third down, or they're eventually going to make plays. I mean, the other team has good players too, and it's something that we continue to work on. I think our communication needs to be better. We need to play better together. I don't think we break on the ball like we need to at times, just like on the one long touchdown. You know, we had five guys stand there, and instead of breaking on the ball, they kind of, you know, look to see if the guy was going to make the play or not. Then when he didn't make the play, they all took off and it was too late. So these are things that are very frustrating that, you know, our players need to learn from so that we can improve and get better. And I think they got to create better habits by the way they practice. And we're going to continue to work, you know, with those guys. They're the best players that we have. We got confidence in them. We believe in them. We trust in them. We just got to get them to be more consistent in how they perform.
Gary Harris, jump in, sir.
Yeah, I'm excited about this question. You're on a pretty good run with quarterbacks. In addition to Bryce, who's playing great, your last three starting quarterbacks, Jalen, Tua, and Mac, all different types of players, are all starting for their teams in the NFL. Two second-year players and a rookie. in addition to just being excited and proud of them, that has to help in recruiting when you're going out talking to high school quarterbacks about joining your program.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. And I think when you throw for how many yards do we throw for, 500 and some?
560 some odd.
School record.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, that helps as well because it means there's a style of offense that is built around the quarterback. And, you know, years ago, we probably couldn't say that.
Yeah.
Because we were more of a running team, and the team was built more around the running backs and the offensive line. And I think in the last, what, 4 or 5 years, we've become much more quarterback-oriented, and the quarterbacks have developed very nicely here in the system. We've had some really good coaches who have done a really good job with the quarterbacks. But the system is really quarterback-friendly, and they have great production and performance, so every high school quarterback wants to be in the same circumstance and the same situation. And, you know, the other thing I think that helps our quarterback development, other than Jalen Hurts, who had a great knack for being a runner, and early in his career, before he developed into a really good passer, he probably need to do the quarterback runs to be an effective player at the position. But he developed into to where he didn't have to. Our philosophy of not having a quarterback run a lot, unless it's a scramble-type play, it's not a design quarterback run for the most part, I think is also something that is helpful because hopefully that guy doesn't get hurt. That's kind of an NFL thing for me. And that guy can play with consistency, and you know, you can win then as at throwing the ball. You know, you don't have to have the quarterback run all the time to be an effective offensive team.
With Bryce, his vision, not only to find an open receiver, but even when he's scrambling, he seems to be able to avoid defenders. He's been playing quarterback, I know, since he was a little boy. Is that something innate in him or just something he's developed? Is that just something you have as a natural ability to see the field maybe better than some other quarterbacks do?
Well, I don't think you can do what he does if you don't have natural instincts. I mean, everybody has kind of heard me use this analogy as a baseball analogy. You can teach a guy how to swing a bat. You can teach him the strike zone, but you can't teach him whether it's a good pitch to hit from the time it leaves the pitcher's hand and gets the home plate. There's something innate about that. All right, it's a quick decision that a guy has to make. This is a good fastball to hit, and I'm going to hit it. Well, I don't think you can do what Bryce does if you don't have natural instincts to do it. But I also think that you develop an ability to do that with consistency because of the experience that you have. And you make quick decisions because you're well prepared, you understand what the defense is really doing, and you immediately know where I should go with the ball. And some quarterbacks look at the rush, so when they look at the rush, they lose sight of the receivers downfield. Some guys have a natural instinct, like Bryce does, to be able to keep his eyes downfield, avoid the rush without basically looking just by feeling it, so he can make plays on the move, and then sometimes even run when he needs to, which has been very effective for us on third down at times.
You know what I'm amazed about? Last week, when he was being chased, he's spinning away, he's doing this, doing that. Then he stops on a dime right at the line of scrimmage and hits Leary for a pass. I mean, how does he do that?
I don't know. He did it today in practice.
Did he again?
I said he did it again today in practice. I think when a quarterback starts a scramble, you know, one of the most difficult things to get defensive players to do, all right, is we call it plaster. You got to plaster the guy you're guarding, all right? The quarterback's starting to run. You can't really react to him until he gets across the line of scrimmage.
Right.
All right. But defensive players naturally want to go tackle the guy with the ball. That's kind of what their whole MO is.
That's their mentality.
All right. So here the guy comes. So the defensive players come off their man, all right, to tackle him. And he knows that that guy left his man, and he's got a natural ability to sort of throw it out there. But very instinctive at the quarterback position. Is some of it is innate, but some of it is developed through the years of playing the position and having experience.
We're coming right back. We've got more with the coach. And by the way, we will have a show next Thursday night. It'll be a preview show for the SEC championship game next Thursday night, same time, 6:30 until 8, right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Bryce, high snap, gets it. Evan Neal picks up the blitz, long throw, Jameson Williams. Touchdown, Alabama! Jameson Williams, touchdown, 40 yards. He beat the defense like a blur. And a beautiful throw, another 40-yard toss for Bryce Young.
And as we mentioned there, also a great block on the part of Evan Neal picking up the defense. Evan is a Lombardi and Outland Trophy semifinalist and certainly an All-America candidate for the Crimson Tide. This segment of the Nick Saban Show, sponsored by New Coke Zero Sugar. New look, improved taste, New Coke Zero Sugar. Let's go to Selma, Alabama now. Roy is on the telephone. Hello, Roy. Good evening.
Hey, how y'all doing? I know y'all doing great, but anyway, Bama Nation people want to wish all of y'all there, Coach, Miss Terry especially, and your family, and you, happy Thanksgiving, and also especially with your daddy's mixed kids. Saw that on TV there. That was great. Also, how do you keep the rat poison from the media on how do you get to team to tune it out? You know, for example, with Arkansas, we were supposed to blow them out, and then you don't do it, and it's because you have created such a game atmosphere that we go to the games knowing we're going to win, but we just don't know by how much. And
well, you know, it's
well, I tell you what, I'm glad you go to the game that way, because I don't ever go to the game that way. I have too much respect for the other team. Been in too many games, whether we won when we weren't expected to win, or you know the other team beat us. I think you know people don't really. Rat poison is rat poison, and the media is always going to create it. But the reality of the world is not what you read on the internet. It's not what somebody thinks. It's not what somebody's opinion is. It's not what the line is on the game. It's certainly the biggest one is every time a team loses two games, everybody says that team's like done. And it's really just the opposite. Like Texas A&M lost two games before we played. I said it's a dangerous team, because these guys have pride in performance. They want to have a good team. They've had two disappointing losses. That makes them dangerous. They're humiliated by what's happened the last two games. Same thing when we played LSU. Everybody says, oh, they lost two games in a row. They're not any good anymore. We're just going to blow them out. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite of that. All right? They're competitors. They have moms and dads. They have pride in performance. They have things that they want to accomplish and they want to do, and they want to be good. All right? They don't just throw in the towel. All right? They work harder to try to get better, and everybody wants to beat us. All right? So we're going to get everybody's best game, and I don't know why people can't understand that. You could say it's not fair to our players that they get everybody's best game, right? But they do, right? And they have to be able to compete through that and play over that. And, you know, it's I don't know. I mean, when I came here, everybody was happy to win a game. All right, now we're not happy to win a game anymore. We're not happy to win a game at all. All right, we think we should win games by whatever. And I don't think that's fair to the players either. All right, because our players work their butt off, all right, to be the best that they can be. All right, and to get criticized for what they work hard for to do so that you can be entertained. All right, so that you can enjoy and have pride and passion for what they accomplish and what they do. And they're not perfect. All right, they're just college students. They're going to they go to school every day. They got to study. All right, they have to run extra after practice when they miss study hall. I mean, come on, give me a break. This is not professional football. These guys aren't getting paid to play here. They're representing you all. You should be proud and happy to support them and appreciate what they do and have some gratitude. And you know what else? Nobody wants to win worse than they do. Yep. Not me, not you. I don't care what kind of fan you are. Nobody wants to win more than the players that play. Nobody.
That was magnificently said.
And nobody feels worse than they do when they lose.
Yep.
Nobody. So for all you self-absorbed folks out there that can't look past your own self, all right, to appreciate what other people are doing.
Well said, to say the very least, man. And that was something that probably has needed to be said emphatically like that for a while. Coach, we're down to your final word. Not that we probably already haven't gotten
that was a pretty
it, but,
good one right there.
But your final word is presented tonight, as always, by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
You know, the Iron Bowl is really not about anybody's record. It kind of defines, we talked about legacy earlier, it kind of defines the legacy of your team, because no matter what a team accomplishes and no matter what the team does, there's always going to be a but if you're not successful in the Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
It's always going to be, you did this, you did that, but... All right, so, you know, to me, this is, you know, a really important game for both teams, all right, because it is the Iron Bowl, and there's a lot of people that has a lot of passion, all right, for their side, whichever one it is, and I respect that on both sides, all right, but it's always a dangerous game when you play in rivalry games, all right, because of that passion and because of the enthusiasm and because everybody's going to want to be their best as a player and everybody's going to want to win. So they're a dangerous team. And we have to go in there and prove that we can stay focused in whatever the circumstance, no matter what happens in the game, to be able to play one play at a time for 60 minutes in the game and stay focused on what we have to do to execute and play with great discipline in terms of how we execute and stay together as a team. You know, sometimes when you play on the road, it's got to be you against the world kind of mentality. And players really have to stick together and support each other and be a team. And it's, you know, time for us to be able to do that. We're doing everything we can. The players have worked hard this week, and I don't think anybody wants to do it any worse than they do.
Amen to that. Before we let you go, what's on tap tomorrow? You got a full house coming to Chateau Sabin?
Yeah, we do. I think 17 or 18 players plus our family. We move everything up a little bit tomorrow so the players can get home if they live in a couple-hour radius and have Thanksgiving dinner with their family, but we have a significant number of players on the team that are not from 2 hours away, are further than 2 hours away from home. So all the coaches try to make sure that they have some place to go for Thanksgiving dinner. So we're going to have 17 of them at our house tomorrow night, and we'll always enjoy it. And I just wanted to take a minute, too, to, you know, wish everybody a very happy holiday for Thanksgiving. You know, this is a time when we all should have a lot of gratitude for the things that we have. Relationships, family, friends, all kinds of things that we shouldn't take life for granted. We shouldn't take anything for granted, but this is a time when we should have a lot of gratitude for all the things that we have, and I hope everybody really has a joyous day.
Amen to that. Coach, thank you. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Coach Nick Saban, Gary Harris, always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
Enjoy watching you on the Nightly News on WVUA.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
And I thank you for spending time. Hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow.
Well, same to you, Eli. It's a pleasure, always, like I said, to be up here with you and Todd. Thank you so much.
Always good to see you. We're coming right back. We're going to wrap things up for this Wednesday evening, as we're live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
It's a great day for Alabama fans to get vaccinated. The Alabama Department of Public Health is offering the COVID-19 vaccine to anyone 12 years of age and older. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and free. Let's get back to homecomings, tailgating, and game days. Don't let COVID-19 stop you from supporting the Tide. Help protect yourself, your friends, and our campus by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. To schedule your appointment, visit alcovidvaccine.gov.
We are back. Hey, Coach, on the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Get a quote or find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Now it's time to look ahead. What's on tap for the Crimson Tide? Presented by Bud Light. Bud Light is proud to welcome Bama fans back to Bryant-Denny Stadium, of course, this year. Bud Light was for the fans. And what's on tap for Bama? Well, the Tide returns to action Saturday for the 86th renewal of the Iron Bowl. It'll be a 2:30 kickoff against the Auburn Tigers from Jordan-Hare Stadium. So with that 2:30 kickoff, that means we'll be on the air at 11:30 in the morning. That's 11:30 in the morning. Coverage starts on Saturday right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And we had quite a show tonight. If you missed any portion of it, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Well, I certainly hope you folks all have a wonderful day tomorrow. Next week, we'll be back on Thursday, our normal time, Thursday night from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. It's going to be the SEC Championship Game Preview Show as we look ahead to Alabama and Georgia. That'll be next Thursday night for that program. Again, Coach Saban will be here. It's just like the normal show, but rechristened for the occasion, the SEC Championship Pregame Show and Preview Program coming up next Thursday right here on these very same stations. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. Enjoy your family. A big thank you to George Husak, men's tennis coach, Gary Harris from WVUA, Channel 23 in Tuscaloosa, of course, Coach Saban, our engineer here, Todd Robbins, in for Tom Stipe. Jerry Kelly was our studio engineer. I'm Eli Gold. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this has been Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. We're also brought to you by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, it's for the fans. And by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.